So just one day before Ratha Jatra, there is a festival in Jagannath Puri, which is called Gundicha Marjan. Gundicha Marjan, from the Jagannath temple, about 2 miles away, there is another temple house, not exactly temple, where the deity Jagannath goes in the, during this Ratha Jatra festival. From the temple to that Gundicha house, and then the deities remain there for 1 week and then comes back. And during that 1 week there are many festivals. As I told you in this morning, this Jagannath, he is proceeding toward Vrindavan. Radharani is inviting Krishna. Krishna, after his childhood, Pauganna Leela, he was called by his father, his real father. Practically he was called for killing Kamsa, his maternal uncle, who was giving trouble to the whole Yadu dynasty, and everyone was waiting for Krishna. So Krishna appeared and immediately he was transferred to a friend's house by his father. Vasudev is Kshatriya and Nanda Maharaj is a Vaishya. Kshatriya business is royal family, and Vaishya, they are agriculturists, traders, Krishi Goraksha, and protection of cows. These three business, livelihood of the Vaishya. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. Krishi means agriculture. And Goraksha, cow protection. This is Vedic civilization. A section of people, they are engaged in different activities. Not that a man is working as a carpenter and is called, come on, you have to go to Vietnam to fight. This is not very scientific. He has been trained up as a carpenter and now he is called to fight. That is not perfect division. Fighting is required. But there must be a class fully trained up for fighting. That is Kshatriya. There must be a class of men simply for cultivation of spiritual knowledge. There must be a class fully for business, cow protection, agriculture, that is also required. Nothing is neglected. Just like in our body, there are four parts, the mouth, the arms, the belly and the legs. Everything is required for proper upkeep of the body. Not that you ask the mouth to walk or ask the leg to eat. How is that? The modern civilization is defective. They do not know how to maintain society. There is therefore no peace. Especially there is want of brain, crazy. Just like throughout the whole body, the head is the most important part of the body. If you cut your hand, you can live. But if you cut your head, you cannot live. Then whole thing is gone. Similarly, at the present moment, the society is headless, a dead body, or head cracked, crazy. There is head, nonsense. Nonsense. What is the use of nonsense? Therefore, there is a great necessity of creating a class who will act as brain and head. That is Krishna conscious movement. The whole human society is suffering for want of good brain. Created a nonsense democracy, a carpenter is called to fight, a cow slaughterer is called to preside over the meeting. What is this? One must be fit for the business. If you want to make one king, he must be just like royal ideas, out always thinking of the welfare of the citizens. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj. The whole business was how the people will be happy. When Parikshit Maharaj was born, the child, it is the Vedic system, as soon as a child is born, immediately expert Brahmins, astrologers are called. Automatically that is called Jatukriya. There is a function. There are 10 kinds of functions. From the point of begetting a child up to the point of death, there are sanskaras or reformatory process. By that process, a human being is made up perfect. That is called dasavida sanskar, 10 kinds of processes. This upanayan, this initiation, offering the sacred thread, that is also out of those 10 processes. The beginning of the process is called garbhadhan, begetting a child. It is not sex enjoyment. It is a process by which you produce nice child. If you produce nice children, then the world is peaceful. But if you produce cats and dogs, how can you expect peace and prosperity? Therefore, that is a process, garbhadhan sanskar. In this way, the Vedic system is the perfect process for creating civilized human beings. So, that is another chapter. Our present meeting is concerned with the Ratha Yatra. So, Krishna, he is born of a Kshatriya father. He is not born, but he appeared as the son. God is never born, unborn. Therefore, the Mayavadi philosopher, they mistake to know Krishna. They think that Krishna is born, and then how he can be God? But actually Krishna was not born from the womb of his mother. He appeared in four hands before his mother. And the mother was afraid that my brother Kamsa was awaiting to kill God. And now God is here in four hands, immediately he'll kill. The mother forgets that my son, if he is God, how he can be killed? But the mother's affection is always like that. Just like Krishna, when he was going to attack a demon as a boy, Mother Yashoda would ask her husband, Nanda Maharaj, why do you allow this boy to go out? Why don't you clock him? So that is mother's affection. The mother, Yashoda mother, she does not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Then her motherly affection will be checked. Therefore she was, by Yoga Maya, she was always covered. Although Krishna, playing child, just like a common child, at the same time showing that he is the Supreme Personality of God. He was eating clay. Some friends complained to Mother Yashoda that you gave him nice foodstuff and he is eating clay. So Mother called him, Krishna, you are eating clay? Krishna said, no Mother, they are all liars. Oh, your elder brother Balaram is also saying, he is angry upon me. He is angry upon me, therefore he is also speaking lie. Then the boy still stressed, no Mother, he has eaten clay. We have seen. So Mother said, all right, open your mouth, I will see. The Krishna opened his mouth and she saw the whole material cosmic manifestation. Not only Yashoda, thousands of Yashoda and thousands of planets, suns, moons and everything saw. The mother's thought, Yashoda, must be something jugglery. All right, forget. Don't do it again. This is Krishna. That he is playing the part of a perfect child. Mother Yashoda ordering, open your mouth, I want to see. Yes, Mother, just see. And when he saw his mouth, the mother could not just. That is God. That he is by being obliged by the devotee. He is playing the part of a child at the same time maintaining his supremacy as the Supreme Personality of God. That is Krishna. Not that by mystic power one becomes God. No. God is God always. When on the lap of his mother, he is God. And when he is on the lap of his mother, Putana came to kill him. Then Krishna sucked her breast and life also, but gave him the position of mother, because Krishna is so good that he did not take the bad side. Krishna, how can he be envious? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is his part and parcel. Therefore, he cannot be envious to anyone. He is always kind to everyone. So this incident, that Krishna, Putana came to kill him by smearing poison on her breast. She thought that the child will suck my breast and immediately die. The child sucked the breast as well as her life. But Krishna thought that this demon, although came to me with the purpose to kill me, but I have been used as a child and she has become my mother. So she must get the position of my mother. This is Krishna's mind. So, try to understand Krishna philosophy very nicely. What is God? There are so many victims as rogues, rascals, they are presenting themselves God. Try to understand what is God. Don't be misled. Krishnasya Bhagavan Sam. There is no other God except Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mam Ekam, only unto me. Surrender. And he has proved himself that he is God. There are many so-called gods, but they have not proved that they are God. No. God is one, and that is Krishna. So this Krishna, Lord Krishna, when he was called by his father, people generally did not know that Krishna is Vasudeva's son, but later on it was disclosed by talkings one after another. Then, when the fact was disclosed, then Kamsa arranged for a wrestling match, and Krishna was called to fight. That we'll read in our Krishna book, it's a long story. Similarly, Krishna went to his father's house and he came to Kurukshetra in the chariot. This is Ratha Yatra. And Radharani and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, their only business was after Krishna departed from Vrindavan to Mathura, and he never returned. Once he returned, so Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys and the gopis, they lost their life and vital force, so they are simply crying and weeping. That was their business. So Krishna sent sometimes Uddhava to pacify them, that I am coming very soon after finishing my business. So when they got this opportunity that Krishna has come to Kurukshetra with his brother, sister, father, so let us go and see. So they went to Kurukshetra to see Krishna. Whenever they got some opportunity, they wanted to see. Just like these cowherds' boys, when there was battle of Kurukshetra near Delhi, Vrindavan is not far away from Delhi, it is about 90 miles. So they went to see Krishna in the charioteer fighting dress. They were astonished. They thought that Krishna is our friend, cowherd boy. How is that? He is in the chariot fighting. So they became astonished. So this is the pastimes of Vrindavan. So similarly, when the inhabitants of Vrindavan went to see Lord Krishna, Jagannath. Krishna means Jagannath. Jagat means this world. And Natha means master or proprietor. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhokkaram Jagatavasam Sarvalokamayasaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets. Therefore he is Jagannath. Jagannath means the proprietor of all the world, all the planets. So the Vrindavan inhabitants went to see Krishna because their life was Krishna. They did not know anything except Krishna. That was the opportunity. So it was the request of Radharani to Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are the same Krishna, I am the same Radharani, we are meeting, but we are not meeting in the same place. Here, you are just like a royal king with chariots, with soldiers, with your ministers, secretaries, and there in Vrindavan, you are a cowherd boy, and we used to meet in the jungles, in the bushes. So I want to take you there. Then I will be happy. So that sentiment was expressed by Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya's worship was in the mood of Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Allahadini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Bhapi Pura Deho Bhedo Gatauto. You try to understand Krishna philosophy. It is the sublime philosophy and culture. If you are fortunate, those who are fortunate, they have come to this Krishna consciousness movement. Their life is successful, no doubt about it. So, this philosophy that Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti, the love affairs of Radha and Krishna, what is this? Is this a play like the young girl and young boy? Of course, it is just like that. It appears, and actually it is so. But it is not this play of this material world of a young boy and young girl, no. It is the pastime of the Supreme Lord with His Allahadini potency. Allahadini. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikiti Allahadini Shakti. Just like in this material world, there are three qualities. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Similarly, in the spiritual world, there are three potencies. These qualities are also potencies. Sammi, Sandini, and what is the other? Sammi, Sandini, Alladini. Sammi, Sandini, Alladini. So, the Alladini potency is Krishna. This has been very much scholarly discussed by Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami presents this love affairs of Krishna and Radha very philosophically. His first question is, the Krishna is Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. That is accepted by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Param Dhamma, Param Brahma, Pavitam Paramam Bhavan. Parabrahma, the Supreme, Absolute Truth. Now, in this material world, there are different features of sense gratification. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, the gopis and Krishna, whether they are a loving affairs or pastimes of this world, that is his question. Just like here, young boys and young girls meet together, they try to enjoy life. Whether Krishna's lila, Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, is the same thing? No. That is the philosophical presentation. He gives the reason that Krishna is Parabrahma. But here in this material world, we see that Paramabrahma, to become attached to Parabrahma or to realize Parabrahma, a person, an intelligent person, gives up everything within this world. That is the philosophy of Lord, Shankaracharya. He says that this world is false. Parambrahma is Brahma Sattva Jagannitya. So cultivate yourself to realize Parabrahma. And his process is sannyas. Give up, renounce this world. So Jiva Goswami puts forward this philosophy that if for Parabrahma realization one has to give up everything material, how Parabrahma can enjoy something material? This is the question. If for realizing Parabrahma one has to give up everything material, practically you are saying that, just like Shankaracharya, their renunciation, their austerity is very, very severe. Shankaracharya will not accept anybody as eligible for advancing in spiritual culture without having accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas. First accept sannyas, then talk of absolute truth. That is Shankar Sampradaya. We Vaishnava Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, our process is little different, although we have nothing to do with this material world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya gives facility that we can make the best use of this material world. That is the difference between the Shankar philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. Shankar philosophy says that this world is false. We Vaishnava philosopher, we say, no, this world is not false, because it is emanation from the real, the absolute real. How it can be false? It has got its proper use. One who does not know its proper use, for them it is false. They are after something false. But those who know the value of this world, Harishamandi Vastuna, everything has got some connection with the Supreme Lord. Ishavasa Vidam Sadvam. Everything is in connection or has relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is our philosophy. We don't say that this speaker, microphone, is false. Why it is false? The microphone is produced out of the energy of Krishna. This matter, this iron, or this wood, that is a production of Krishna's energy. And if Krishna is true, absolute true, then his energy is also true. And anything produced of his energy, that is also true. But as the energy is utilized for the energetic, similarly, anything produced by Krishna's energy should be utilized for Krishna. That is our plan. So we don't say that false, we say reality. Therefore, in Krishna consciousness movement, we accept everything, but accept everything for service of Krishna, nothing for my sense gratification. That is Krishna consciousness. We do not say that this world is false. Give up. Why? Our acharyas, Rupa Goswami says, anāsaktasya viṣayān yathāram upajanyata nidbandhe Krishna sambandhe yukta vairāgyam icchati. You should not be attached with Krishna's property. The kurmis are attached to the Krishna's property. They are trying to still unlawfully enjoy Krishna's property. That is kurmi. And the jnanis, so-called jnanis, out of ignorance, trying to renounce Krishna's property. The jnanis, they are very much proud that they are advancing knowledge and renouncing. But if somebody asks, sir, what you are renouncing? This world. All right. When this world became your property that you are renouncing? When this world became your property, you renounce something which you possess. But if you do not possess something, what is the meaning of your renouncement? You came here empty-handed, you leave here for some time and go away. So, in the beginning, you are not proprietor, and when you go away, you are not proprietor, then what is the meaning of your renouncement? Now that is the defect. So we don't renounce. We see that everything is given by Krishna to us. Tena tattena vandita. Nothing belongs to me. Everything Krishna's. Even my body, that is also Krishna's. My mind, that is also Krishna's. My thoughts, my speech, whatever I create, everything belongs to Krishna. This is Krishna philosophy. Actually, that is the fact. So this Jagannath Ratha Yatra is a part of this Krishna consciousness movement, because Lord Chaitanya preached this Krishna consciousness movement within 500 years. Of course, Krishna consciousness movement is not a new thing. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand it is 5,000 years old. And from Bhagavad Gita, we also understand that it is 5 million years old. But in the modern age, this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna movement, was started by Lord Chaitanya. And this Ratha Yatra is part of this movement. Therefore, we have introduced this Ratha Yatra festival in our society. And the boys and the girls, they are taking it very nicely, and it will go on. So, the Lord Chaitanya was taking the part of Radharani. When Radharani requested Krishna to come to Vrindavan, so when Lord Chaitanya was before the Ratha Yatra, he was thinking that I am taking Krishna to Vrindavan. That is his expression. I am taking Krishna to Vrindavan. So that function is observed yearly, and Krishna, Jagannath, goes to that Gundicha. So today is Gundicha Marjan Day. So Lord Chaitanya personally used to wash the whole temple along with his assistants. Hundreds of, at that time there was no hose pipe, but people used to bring water in what big, big water pots. So, when Lord Chaitanya wanted to wash the Gundicha Mandir, the king of Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So, it was his open order to his officers that whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will ask for anything, it must be immediately supplied. So during this time, in those days there was no railway facilities 500 years ago. So people used to go on foot especially from Bengal, and because you are staying in Orissa, there are many Uriya and Gauriya. Practically, Lord Chaitanya's followers are the Bengalis and the Uriyas. They are generally, because Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal and resided, he made his residence in Orissa. Naturally, the people of these two provinces became his devotees in large number. Still in Orissa, there are many devotees as there are in Bengal. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was patronized, from Maharaj Pratap Rudra was very powerful king. He did not allow the Mohammedans to enter into Orissa. He was so powerful. At that time, whole India was occupied by the Pathans, but they could not enter in Orissa and South India. So Maharaj Pratarudra was very powerful king, and at the same time he was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So his open order was that whenever and whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will ask anything, it must be supplied. So on this day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to wash that Gundicha Mandir with hundreds of his followers, and they were ordered to bring water from the nearest tank. There is one tank. If you go sometimes to Jagannath Puri, you'll see that place. So from that tank, hundreds of water pots were brought, and first of all, it was what is called sweeping. The sweeping process is first of all taken, and he wanted to see all the devotees how much dust you have gathered. He'll see personally. Let me see what is the amount of your dust you have gathered by. Then I will understand that you are very hard. So, and then after it is very finely, twice, first of all once swept, then second time, not even a small particle, a grain should remain. That was his order.